The concern is of the people, particularly in Lusaka, who have expressed the anxiety over the events of the few days which led to the death of one person are genuine, and they've been noted. But obviously, they are happening like any others. But the only difference is that it's a political party in power which is involved. And the cause for anxiety is therefore understood. But as police enforcement agencies, we have quickly swung into action and taken care of the situation. And arrests have been made. Investigations are going on. And I believe the police are almost closing up on their investigations. And in a few days' time, the people concerned will appear in court. So we appreciate that the concerns are there and they are genuine. And as the law enforcement agencies, we have taken note of the situation and swung into action and brought the book those we suspect to have been culprits. And in a show of confidence amongst our people, we have deployed as many as possible policemen in areas where we think there could be a reaction after the event.
Do you think the security agencies, including the police, are well equipped and motivated enough to be proactive in protecting Zambians, irrespective of their political affiliations in the country?
They are up to the task. They're equal to the task, yes.
So what assurances are you giving Zambians about the readiness of these security agencies to protect them, irrespective of their parties?
No, the preparedness of the police has been evidenced by the fact that they swung into action quickly and brought the situation under control immediately. Things went out of hand. That was on Thursday. So for me, really, there's no need for anxiety amongst the people in the country, or the need for any other person who wants to come into Zambia to conduct business or visit the country to worry. Actually, it's only that there has been this heightened tension and excitement arising from the fact that the death arose from differences amongst people who belong to the same political party. It happens all over the world, and it has happened elsewhere before, but it's unprecedented in Zambia, I must admit. But that has happened. The police have swung into action, and they're on top of things.
As a leading member of the party and a cabinet minister in President Sata's government, what steps do you think your government is taking or the party is going to take to prevent such misunderstanding from spilling over into the streets?
Well, firstly, we would like to treat this as a crime like any other, okay? And once we've gotten over it, I believe we'd like to sit down as a political party in power or outside power, to see what went wrong, address the problem, and learn our lessons and move forward. And the wrong people be sorted out, if I may use that term.
What is your government message to the people of Zambia concerning using violence to achieve an objective or an aim of a political party or not?
Well, you know, violence is violence, whether it's perpetuated by a political party or a religious group or any other group for that matter in the community. And we are looking at it like any other incidents of violence. But the most important thing is to know that the police will not be intimidated by the position of people or the status of people involved in committing crime, and will pounce on them regardless of their status, regardless of their affiliation in terms of politics, like a ton of bricks and bring them to book. And in very few days, I'm sure these people will be appearing in court. I'm saying so because the report I received this late afternoon was that the police are closing in on the culprit in terms of the actual perpetrator of physical violence and the schemers. So in a few days' time, I think all the people who were involved in the actual killing and those who accessed this before the fact will be brought to book, and in no time at all they'll be appearing in court. So the most important thing I can say is that the law is blind in this country, and one cannot hide behind his position. It's a political group, whether it's ruling or not. And I was just talking to the Inspector General of Police a while ago, and I told her, act as swiftly as you've done in all such incidents, whether it is the ruling party or the opposition party or a church group or any other group of people for that matter. So, in short, I must say that the government is in place, the law enforcement agencies are on their toes 24/7, and they'll make sure that all wrongdoers are brought to book. So those people who are here to do business should go on without let or hindrance. Those who are here for delay, let them carry on. It's business as usual.